Welcome to this week's edition of Don Cherry's Grapevine Podcast, voted biggest and best in 2020 by Apple Podcast.
Now who did that?
Apple Podcast.
And I look at that every night.
We got a nice, they gave us a nice little plaque and everything.
Yeah.
And we're sponsored by spreads.ca, and they're a Canadian-owned online casino and sportsbook. And if you sign up and use the promo grapes, they'll give you 10 spins on the big wheel for big dough. And then you can get, they'll match your deposit $500 up to $500. And your first sports bet, they'll bet, they'll spot you $25. So, Dad, even though the hockey's over, Tampa won the Stanley Cup, they dented it, lots of stuff's going on.
You know the big one that I personally is Weber. That is so, Shea Weber, he's injured. His ankle is?
Yeah, they said like his knee, his thumb, his ankle.
Everything. Now, you know I like Weber. I've always liked him. He's what they call a stud. I mean, this guy, he played with all those hurts and broken ankle. And so I'm not knocking Weber. But if you were a Canadian, you see,
Well, Tampa did that to Kucherov.
Kucherov scoring a million goals, getting the MVP and everything, and he doesn't play for the whole year. Now you have Weber, and they go to him and they say, look, we saw Kucherov win the MVP and the whole deal. How about you taking the year off? We'll pay you, as usual. And I'm just saying this could happen. And just before the playoffs, you practice with the club, then the whole deal, just to say as Kucherov did. Nobody's seen anything wrong with that. And you come back for the playoffs. What do you think? Now, the problem with that is they're in a tough division. They might not make the playoffs. Tim, now who's in
yeah, well, Montreal's with the Leafs, Boston, Tampa, Florida. So you think those four teams are probably going to be, because people forget Florida, they finished way ahead of Tampa.
And Toronto.
And then Toronto, and then Ottawa, Buffalo, Detroit.
And Ottawa is coming on. If they had played the way they did at the halfway through the season, like they did at the end, they would have made the playoffs. So I would be a little careful on that one. But you know, Weber, he is a war horse, as they say. He'll play hurt, broken ankle, and
but do you think,
I'm just saying that this could happen.
Do you think part of that is though that they have their defense that they like?
Yeah.
And, you know, they have to protect guys for the upcoming expansion draft, that they're saying all this so Seattle will stay away from them?
Because I think they'll stay away from them.
They're not protecting them.
I don't think they'll protect them. Price come up with nobody's. You and I kind of argue about this one. You think that Seattle might take him.
Well, Carey Price, if you have a no move contract, the Seattle can't take you.
And he waived
that, and so now Montreal can keep their backup goalie Jake Allen. They'll protect him. And they think that Seattle won't take Price because he's got 4 or 5 years left on a $10 million contract.
But doesn't that say something that he waived that condition of his contract, that he might want to get out of Montreal?
No, he just did that because he knows that Seattle would never take him with that contract to start with. And he knows he's been injured a lot. And he turned it on for the playoffs.
Well, you don't think that, you know, that sometimes the media can get on him and the fans get on Carey Price might? No.
No. He loves Montreal.
If I was Seattle, I'd take him. I would. I mean, maybe he's got one year left, and then buy him out like they. But
no, I wouldn't take him. I'd leave him alone. He's trouble. They don't need trouble right now. Now the guy that I think that's really made a mistake in Montreal is Daniel. Now, this guy can kill penalties. There's no doubt about it. I think Corey Price had a little bit to do with that.
And Carey Price, too.
Yeah. And they offered him a six-year contract, $30 million. He got one goal in the playoffs. And he's testing the free market. What if he comes back to the GM and says, no, I think I'll take your contract. Ooh, no, wait a minute. Things have changed a little.
Yeah, so say he hits the free market and he only gets offered $4 million. And he goes back to Bergeron and says, well, I'll take the $5 million. Bergeron goes, no, you can take $4 million now.
You know, No, and they know what you're offered and the whole deal. I think he's making a big mistake. He got a six-year contract. He's a French guy. And the only reason they offered him, and I hate to say this, and it's true, is he's the only French guy on the club.
Yeah.
And Montreal?
Yeah.
When you think about it?
He was the only French guy in the club, and Bergeron offered him a $30 million. $30 million for 6 years, and he got one goal in the playoffs. Now, he did kill a penalty. He was good at killing penalties, but...
I don't think he ever played... You didn't pay your penalty killers that much, did you, Dad?
No.
So let me ask you something, Dad. Your best defensive player was Donnie Marcotte.
Oh, yeah. He got 20 goals.
He got 20 goals every year. So how much would he be worth if he's getting $5 million? How much would Donnie Marcotte...
What a joke that he never won that Selke Award. They kept giving it to Gainey. You know, that Selke Award at one time, I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. It was for Mr. Selke, and we always called him Mr. Selke, said, you know, they have all these trophies for the guy that scored the goals. Let's have for a guy like Gainey, who never scores 20 goals. But Marcotte, he had to check Lafleur, who was the best player in the league at the time, and he got 20 goals. Imagine what Donnie Marcotte, nobody's ever heard of him. You know, and everybody's
well,
heard.
Just, well, if Daniel's worth, and he was French, and he spoke French, so can imagine what he'd be getting in Montreal.
Yeah, he was, and Donnie Marcotte was French, too.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Boy, but he'd be getting $8 million if guy got one goal, got $5 million.
I think they'll sign Perry, and I think they'll sign Staal, too, for minimum money. So
isn't that hard to believe they'd get minimum because and all the how great they were in the playoffs?
Yeah, Corey. I think Corey was one of their best players.
You heard his name.
Well, they don't. They don't think Staal. They won't.
They won't get Staal.
No, they don't think. They think they won't sign. I bet you they won't sign Staal.
No, I think they signed him a minimum salary boy. So anyhow, Weber. I think the world of Weber. I like the trade. I was the one guy that liked. You know what kills me now. As the guy's writing in the paper now, they liked that trade with Weber and Subban now, but they didn't like it at the time. But I always liked Weber. I mean, he is a warrior.
Okay, Dad, so let's get an update on your Boston Bruins.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. My Boston Bruins. Brandon Carlo signed for $4.5 million. Now, you know he was their best defenseman. He played terrific. He could have got $6 million. If he had gone on unrestricted, he could have got $6 million. But he wants to stay in Boston. Everybody wants to stay in Boston because of the culture there. I mean, was it Pasternak? He took $6 million. He should have been making $8 million. And I love it when he said, look, when I was growing up in Czechoslovakia, if somebody told me I was making $6 million a year, I'd be happy. That's why, getting back to Carlo making 4.5, if he was on the open market, he would make it 6. And that's what Sutter's trying to do in Calgary. I mean, he's trying to get guys like Carlo, guys that want to stay there, guys that are grind and bang and hit, and they're tough to play again. Now, I hate to say, like Sean Monahan, a great Irishman, he doesn't play that way. And was that Johnny Mr. Hockey?
Johnny Gaudreau.
Gaudreau, he doesn't play that way. He wants guys to play that played the same way as when he had L.A. and he won the Cup. He's got a 3-year contract, and I think they're going to be making some trades.
Well, they even say Tkachuk might be.
Yeah, Matthew Tkachuk, and he's on the way. And he might be going to St. Louis. Because he might go to St. Louis because his dad is a scout there, Keith. So they'll overpay a little bit. So he'd be good to go to St. Louis. I think he'd fit in with St. Louis. I think.
He's not a Sutter. So and people say, well, he's kind of a tough guy that bangs and hit. Let's put it this way. Sutter would have had a very hard time with him getting ragdolled when he got ragdolled by...
if you ever got ragdolled with any Sutter team.
Yeah, he would have had a real problem.
He would have had to meet Sutter coming in off the bench.
Right.
And I think Sutter will, in year three, will have his team there. And I think that Tkachuk, if he does go to St. Louis, he's going with a pretty tough guy. Coach there too,
Berube. Yeah.
Berube, you won't have an easy time there. But St. Louis is a good club, And
We'll just get back to Boston for a second, Dad. You were saying, so the Carlos sign, and you always say there's that they have a culture where the players want to play there, because, you know, we lived in Boston 5 years, and Boston's a great city. I mean,
well, that's what I was going to ask you about the when you say culture. I think also the families like staying in Boston because it's a great city, it's great suburbs and all. And I bet you none of the players, they all buy homes there. They don't take off. I bet you half the, I don't know about the Leafs, but I bet a lot of the teams players, you know, they take off to wherever they live in the summer, but not in Boston. I bet you they stay there.
Well, I know when I was there, but all the players stayed there, Boxford and place like that, North Andover, and Milbury lived in North Andover.
He lived four doors down from
us. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. And I used to drive in all the time and practice on him what I was going to say.
That's right.
Well, someday we'll get into Mike.
He got your speech long before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your sounding board. But Boston says, what about Taylor Hall?
Taylor Hall, he'll take. What is he making now? I forget.
Buffalo signed him for $8 million.
No, he won't make $8 million in Boston. He'll be lucky. He'll be lucky if he gets $5 million in Boston.
Well, I bet you he gets half of that.
Yeah, he won't. He won't get half of that. If you want to stay in Boston, you don't pay that. Don Sweeney, general manager, he knows. He knows what's going on. But I think he'd want to stay in Boston.
He says he wants to. But again, though, you're going from. And, you know, but we said this about before that, you know, that poor Buffalo owner paid him the big dough.
Yeah.
And he got one goal. And he got one goal. And he played in Boston. He had 8 goals in 16 games.
And Skinner waved his. What did Skinner say in this? Thank you very much for signing me for $8 million. Was it $8 million?
Something like that. Yeah.
$8 million and a no trade, but I'll go anywhere. But I don't know. I feel sorry for the owner there because he pays the money. He paid the money for Stahl.
Yeah.
Who was the other guy?
Well, see, Stahl, Skinner.
Skinner, he paid Hall, big money for Skinner.
And Hall. And
so the guys.
So what is the problem in Buffalo?
I don't know. I don't
well, first of all, they got to get a solid goalie.
You got to get the goalie. Goalie means so much in hockey today. It means more than a pitcher in baseball, a quarterback. And you can't have a mediocre goaltender in hockey or you're dead. And the old story again, show me a good coach, I'll show you a good goalie. And I feel sorry for that owner because the owner spends the money.
Yeah, and some owners won't, and he does. And it just, you know, I do feel bad because I know people that have, you know, in Toronto.
I don't feel bad.
I do because a lot of people in Toronto, they can't afford the tickets to a Leaf game.
5,000.
And they all, and when the border was open, they'd all head down.
5,000 used to
would go down. And they loved it in Buffalo. And, you know,
cheap tickets. Well, yeah, not cheap, but.
Compared to the Leafs.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Affordable is the word.
But anyhow, I hope Buffalo straightens out. At Eichel, I don't know what. Going on there, he doesn't want to stay. He's been you have to admit one thing. He's been a pretty good soldier. He hasn't complained too much, and they're not going to win. They're not going to win next year.
No, I think they got to get a goalie, and quite frankly, I think they got to get a better. They got to get you know, it would be good. I think going in there, Babcock.
Babcock was the guy that kept playing Zach Hyman, and he was terrific and blocking shots, and. He was the guy that put him with Marner and put him with Matthews. So, and nobody ever mentions that. And everybody, why are they putting that Hyman with that? You know, all he is a banger. He used to block shots, and he should go back. But again, we'll get on Hyman. We get on the Leafs now. Is that, as I've said last year, it comes a time in a guy's life or a hockey player's life where you can make big money. Now, my advice to Zach is this: he's pretty well liked there. He wrote children's books and stuff, and he's on commercials and he's all that and everything like that. But he plays with Matthews and Marner, and I don't care. You play with those guys. You stand in front of the net. You're going to kick in 20. If he goes to another club and they pay him big dough, what is he making now? I think he's making $4 million now.
Something like that.
$4 million.
But he's probably looking at $5 million. Maybe people are even six.
No, he's looking for more. He's looking for big money. A big guy like that, he's worth the way they were paying their money now. But I would hesitate because he'll be on a second or third line. He won't be on the first line, believe me. And I don't know if he'll get 20 goals wherever he goes. And I would stay with the Leafs. I would take a haircut, as they say. Not much of a haircut, but I would take a haircut. I would not leave the Leafs because he's never going to play with guys like Marner and Matthews. And I think that's one of the big mistakes if he leaves. He'll make the dole, but he won't play with – and if he stays here in Toronto, he'll last forever.
Right, and he'll be a hero.
He's always a hero here, and again, I don't know why nobody ever mentions Babcock. I guess he wasn't a very popular guy here, but he'd be good, and he'd straighten things out in Buffalo, that's for sure.
Right. So we just talked about the Leafs, and so they're kind of up against the cap, right? So Foligno might be gone, Thornton will be gone.
Batsygin might be. He's going.
Zach Bogosian. Freddie Anderson, like, you know, I just wonder, and then Alex Kerfoot, they can't protect him.
I really like him. I really like that Kerfoot. They're going to lose him. They'll probably lose
him. Yeah, Seattle will probably take him because he's a pretty good.
He's making good dough, though.
3.5 million. Yeah. And imagine guys like making that.
Who signed?
I am a Leaf fan. I like to see the Leafs do well because mostly, you know, I think the people that have the bars, I always kind of think that mentality, like to see them go deep into the bar and so the bars will do well and all the stuff. But I just wonder how they might be in trouble. I really think they might be in trouble. Because,
you know, I don't understand Dubas. I don't understand. Can I jump in and say this? He drafts all Europeans and everybody picks up. It's from Ontario.
Yeah, he got Jared McCann.
Maybe he has too much faith in his scouts that are all telling him all these great players over in Europe.
I don't understand it. I mean, it sounds he likes the guys from Ontario, and but McCann is a big guy, and he's pretty good. He's about 6 foot.
Yeah, but like I know that people don't like Freddie Anderson, the Leafs. And if Freddie Anderson was in net with the Leafs and he lost the last three games for Montreal, they would squarely blame him. There's no doubt about that, that the media and the fans would say, we have to get rid of Freddie Anderson. And I like Jack Campbell. Again, I hope he does well. But he lost the last three games. And if he is a little bit...
His average was pretty good, Tim.
But if, you know, I look at Jordan Binnington, I look at Hart, and if he becomes one of those guys, the Leafs will struggle. And if they lose Bogosian,
So you say you're not too crazy about Campbell, and I say Campbell can do it.
I would just say they have no backup, and I'm just thinking that if he falters.
Remember a long time ago I said they'll rue the day they ever got rid of McKinney.
McElhinney. Well, he won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, well, I'm glad for him. Yeah. But he could have been here at 1.5. You know, I mean,
Campbell's making 1.6. But here's the thing that if the you look at all the top, you look at the top teams in the finals last year. You had Fleury, you had the two guys in the Islanders who were both really good. Then you have the MVP in Tampa. And then you got Price. You think you're going in with Campbell against those guys again? I'm not knocking him, but he's not that level. Getting paid 1.6. He's not supposed to be at that level. And those other goalies are making big dough.
No, they'll sign him for, I would say, about four.
Well, he's 1.6 for the next 2 years.
You know the team they have to watch is Ottawa. I mean, Ottawa, they have that Connor Brown, Nick Paul. They did pretty good in the world tournament. They're $28 million under the cap, which is really something. Now, they have to take care of that Brady Tkachuk. They have to sign him. Yep. They have good wingers.
Good coach.
Yeah, they have a good coach. Well, DJ Smith is one of the best coaches. I predicted him when he was in junior. You have to pay Bobby Ryan $1.8 million. He's playing for another club. But they were pretty good. Their goalie straightened around halfway through the season.
Yeah. So Bobby Ryan, he was a player that played, and he's retired. They still got to play him. But can I tell a funny story about Bobby Ryan?
No, I think he's playing for somebody. Detroit. No. He retired?
I think he's retired, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll tell you a funny story about Bobby Ryan. When he was 15, about to get drafted into the OHL. He's an American, and he was in Philadelphia. And he was probably the top guy. Bobby Ryan was probably the top guy in the draft, but a lot of teams were passing on him because he's an American. You know, does he go to the U.S. Development League and all that? And Mike Fuda from Owen Sound was the Owen Sound GM. He drafted him. And Bobby Clark called up Bobby Ryan and said, you should go play in Owen Sound for your career. So he goes, Bobby Ryan didn't kind of, he was hemming and hawing. So he, you know, Owen Sound flew him up and flew him up to Toronto and drove him to Owen Sound to show him the city and, you know, where it was and all that. So he flies in Toronto, and Mike Fuda picks him up and he's driving him to Owen Sound. And just outside Owen Sound, there's a speed trap. So Mike wasn't paying attention and was speeding, and the local policeman pulls him over. So the policeman pulls him over, and, you know, the policeman knows who he is, right? Yeah. Owen Sound's small city, and he goes, hey, Mike, what's going on? And so Mike gets out of the car, and he goes, that's Bobby Ryan. He says, that's our number one pick. He goes, is he going to come? He says, well, I'm trying to get him to come. He goes, he'd be really good if he comes. Yeah, he'd be good. He goes, well, tell him you've met me, and we're going to have him a police escort in. So he let Mike off the hook. He goes into the car, and Mike goes to Bobby. He says, yes. He says, the police just want to, the city's so excited that we're giving you a police escort in. So the guy got in front of him and turned the siren and turned the siren and the lights on. He's, holy smokes, look at it. We've got a police escort in and everything like that. So
there's another guy I don't understand. Why I see them hiring everybody else, why they don't hire Mike Fuda. Mike Fuda was the assistant general manager when they won the Stanley Cup.
In L.A.
L.A. And he's on TV. I mean, you know, TV's okay, but there's nothing like being in hockey.
Yeah. So what'd you think of Pierre Maguire being picked up by...
He's got a lot of ins now, and he's French. I mean, you said he's not French, Pierre Maguire. He is... He lives in Quebec, and he's French, so the general manager's French, and they want people to come over from Quebec.
Yeah. we will say this. I was reading the stuff on the internet. It is controversial, to say the least, from the fans in Ottawa.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't know about that. I know Pierre. He's a pretty good guy, I guess. Let's go back to I want to talk about Winnipeg. Now, they have an injury that Brian Little, he's got an ear problem. He gets whacked to the puck all the time.
I remember he took a shot in the air and broke his eardrum, and now he's got vertigo.
Nothing's more painful than an earache. Holy.
Oh, yeah, back injury, I think, is even more painful. Anyhow, they're in a tough division, but they've got a great coach in Paul Maurice, and somehow or other they always seem to – I don't know what happened to them last year, but –
I would say that they've been hit with more injuries and guys leaving.
And Bufflin leaving. I don't understand. He left a lot of money on the table, too.
Yeah, they lost Bufflin. Then they lost Tyler Myers. Like they in 1 year, they kept going. But they're playing with Arizona, Chicago, Colorado, Dallas, Mini, Nashville, and St. Louis. So that's a bit of a tough division that they're going to be in.
Now, Vancouver, they're $15 million under the cap. And you say they have to sign this Hughes. Hey, you like this Hughes?
Yeah. Well, he'll be up for a Norris in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And if he was in New York, he would have been up for the Norris. But they're gonna I bet you he's gonna be looking for $8 million.
Well, they're $15 million under the cap, but they got to learn how to score. I mean, they can't score very well. That's their problem.
Yeah, well, they were like in the bottom third of scoring.
Yeah. Anyhow, I like them. I like Dallas Green.
I think part of their problem was Holtby and Demko didn't play the way they should.
They had a lot of injuries, yeah.
They didn't play like
that. And then they had that pandemic or whatever.
Yeah, then the guys were off with the COVID in their games. Like, it was just one of those things they couldn't get going. And When you're like that, Dad, and you're coaching, and it just like they just seem to be losing heartbreak games. Like, what do you do? You can't? Can you get out of it?
I'm an expert. I remember, I'm not going through it again, but I remember we never lost in 18 games. Imagine going 18 games without losing. So I have a meeting with, and we were just playing lousy, bouncing in off our backs and bums. And I had a meeting with the guys, and Achievers gave me the, remember, and I said, you know, Jerry, nobody listens to you when you haven't lost in 18. He says, what? And I started like a dummy. I know I told that before, but I was the only one at time I ever got caught by a player. But no, they had a lot of injuries. They had that pandemic.
Finish that up. Like when you're, and then you guys went into like, you guys couldn't win a game, right? And then
we could not win a game no matter what happened. I remember one game we're in Minnesota, and that was and we pulled out of it after Minnesota. Matty Hagman. He had the guy coming back. He had him coming back, and he just turned to look to see where the puck is. And when he learned, I never forgot that the puck went right on the guy's stick, and he went in and scored a tie. And we ended up tying. We had the game won and everything. And Matty thought I was going to give him heck in, but I saw the play. He just turned and looked in the other way, just as the guy got the puck. You got to stick with the players because, as long as the players are trying. If they're not trying, then you get rid of them.
But don't you think a lot of the coaches of today, though, just start yelling and getting on them? I mean, I've seen them on the interviews. They start getting on the players and picking who's to blame and all this. And you did the exact opposite.
Yeah, I did the exact opposite. And Terry O'Reilly said it the best. He says, when we're losing, grapes is like is almost effeminate. I said, what the hell does effeminate mean? And he says, when we're winning, he's like a, you know, like
you're
the devil.
A tyrant.
No, when you lose, when we're losing, then that's when the players need you, when they're losing, because if you have the right players, they don't want to lose.
Okay, Dad, so what about Edmonton Oilers? How are they?
Well, they're $11 million under the cap.
Isn't very much.
Which is, you know, that's a player.
What is the cap? How much is it?
$81 million.
$81 million.
$81 million.
Holy.
Well, they got Duncan Keith. I don't understand Duncan Keith. Like, Duncan Keith and Ryan Suter are sort of the same type of players. Not too big, but can really handle the puck. And I don't know, I guess. But Duncan Keith might be, I don't know. I just don't understand that.
Well, he's kind of at the end of his career.
Yeah,
right? He's had some
38
injury,
years old.
He's had some injuries. And
Suter, they could have got Suter. I don't want, they probably have a plan. The guy I think that they really have to work on, who has, and I hope by the time this gets out, Mike Smith, the goaltender, he's making $1.5 million. I think he'd had a good year last year. But they're in a tough division. Oilers, Anaheim, Calgary, San Jose, Seattle, Vancouver, Vegas. They're in a tough division, and they don't want to fool around too much with that club. But I think they have to sign Mike Smith.
Yeah, because if they don't sign him, they're in a bit of trouble because they don't have a lot of room to get they couldn't go out and get Freddie Anderson because he's going to want too much. But I bet you there, if he goes to free agency, there's a lot of teams that pick up Mike Smith.
Well, I like Freddie Anderson. I always liked him, and I don't know where he's going to go. But
you said he should go to Pittsburgh, I think if I was
Brian Burke, I would contact Anderson, because Anderson's a good goaltender. I think he got kind of got caught up in a bind here or something like that. I think he's a terrific goaltender, and the reason that Pittsburgh lost last year was because of their goaltending. And I think that Freddie would be great in Pittsburgh, and I think he should go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So, and then I think the other big news that happened was Minnesota buying out Suter and Parisi.
Well, again, there and Bill Guerin is the general manager. I'd like to have gone. I'd like to, when he went to the owner and said, "We would like to get rid of Suter." And now you like Suter, eh? You said.
Well, that the thing with like Parisi, he didn't have that good a year, and he was they're making.
Well, remember, I hate to jump in, but remember the time when he said, "I am reporting to training camp." Well, when a guy says that, and what he's saying to the general managers, you either buy me out, or I am reporting. And I remember when he said that, I said, this guy, they're going to buy him out. Go, so what do you
So they bought him out, and it's kind of really kind of a strange situation. And I think a lot of GMs are looking at it because they were making eight. They both had the exact same contract. They came over from, they're both American, both yeah. played in New Jersey when New Jersey went to the finals, yeah. and then they signed with Minnesota for $8 million a year, and or something around that. And then they bought them out, and they get $833,000 till 2029. But yeah. Suter.
Now, double that.
So, yeah, so that's twice they're doing that. But Suter, he had more minutes than anybody on Minnesota, Minnesota last year, and he went to the seventh game
Garrett is a grinder, a banger, and he wants to change the culture, too. Now, I know those two guys ran, well, I don't know, but I assume that they ran the dressing room. And because they're older guys and they had good years, and Parisi had a good year and the whole deal and everything like that. So that's why he wants to change the culture there. But I'd like to, when he went to the owner and told him how much it was going to cost.
Yeah, well, and then they said, I guess when he told Suter, Garen was in the middle of talking and Suter just hung up on him.
Well.
He got mad, so. But
what did you say he played more than?
He played more minutes than any average, more minutes than any other Minnesota player in the playoffs this year, and they went to the seventh game.
Yeah, I went to the seventh game.
Went to the seventh game, and Parisi only played four games in the playoffs and got three points, and
wants to change the culture of the dressing room, and
then just one other thing with them, that rookie, what's his name, Kirill Kiprizov, turned down. $9 million over 8 years. That was the rumor that they was off, and he turned it down.
That's a pretty good rumor, turn that money down. I think those days, for some reason, I think are gone forever. I mean, you're not going to get Tavares making. If Tavares was on the, loose now, he wouldn't make the money now. And at that time, everybody was making the dough. Well, Cindy, I know something. We'd get off hockey for a minute. Something that's near and dear to your heart and near and dear to my heart.
Yep.
And I don't receive any money.
That's right.
I don't want them in the paper. Cherry's been reading. You tell about
the money.
It.
Yeah. Yes. Well, what we did was, and you know, Dad, throughout the years, you've been asked to do a lot of videos for birthdays and this and that. So we were approached by a company called Hey Hello. And it's a place where you can get, people can get personalized video.
It's Canadian, is it?
Yes, it's personalized video messages. And sure, a lot of people out there know Cameo and a couple other ones, Cameos from the States. But this company was started by two women in Quebec, and they're making their way, and it's becoming bigger and bigger. So, you know, we thought that we would go with the Canadian company for people that wanted a personalized video from you.
Well,
and they go on Hey Hello, it's HEYALLO.com, and you're there, and they can 30 to 40 second commercial.
Yeah, I do a thing. Video. I've done a couple already.
You've done them for anniversaries and retirements and birthdays, and they tell you.
I get no money. Let's put it this way. Yeah. I get no money for it.
It goes all to your Pet Rescue Foundation.
Yes, your fee that they pay goes to the Don Cherry Pet Rescue Foundation.
I just want people to know that.
Yeah, you're not making money off of it.
And then the other good thing that you're doing on is if you want you to do a voice for your a personalized
voicemail.
I'll tell you a funny story. I used to go through the airports all the time when I was famous, and they used to come up and they'd say, "Don, I want you to do a for my phone." And I say, "Hey, come on, this Don Cherry. So what do I care whether you phone Jim Smith or something?" And that's the way I do it, like that. And they think that's the greatest thing. And I used to do that all the time.
Do it all the time. So now you're helping a charity, and you
how much would you charge for that, Cindy?
$90.
Oh.
$90. Well,
that's pretty good. Then that'll help our friends.
Yep. And then the personal video, I think we put you down for $300. We had to have you. You're one of the top guys for Halo for getting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So if they
I get dressed up, too.
Yeah, you get dressed up in a suit, and they tell you the basics, who it's from, who it's to, what's the occasion. And they have a great website that you should go on it. Yeah, they have everyone categorized.
I don't understand any of that stuff.
That's right.
Just do it.
Well, the people out there listening get it. They go to the sports section.
I think the phones would be great. I, you know,
You've done so many in the past.
I used to do them. Yeah, what do I care whether you phone Jim? You know, it's just
you know, the funny thing is, Dad, that people, like, when you're walking down, people don't, like how many times we go to the rink that people look at you and they're saying, is that Dontre? Because when you go to the rink, you have, they call them, everybody says you wear pajamas, but they're sweatpants.
Yeah, they're sweatpants.
That's Connor McDavid.
I go to the thing and they say you wear pajamas.
No.
Well, I remember I was watching an interview with Connor McDavid. He says, yeah, Dontre, we used to see him play, he'd come to the rink in his pajamas. And it's like,
they're workout pants, is what they are.
Workout pants, weightlifter pants. And everybody says they're pajamas.
Yeah. But so anyway, you would go and you wouldn't be dressed. You'd have your hat on, you have a jacket, yeah, your workout pants. So people didn't know kind of, and as soon as you said hello or something, they knew it was you. Your voice is more recognizable for people. Like,
it really is. Can I just tell a quick story? One time, you know, I'm watching you, this was a couple years ago. I'm watching TV, thing goes into overtime, right? I fall asleep on the couch, right? So all of a sudden you come on, and the second your voice comes on, I instantly wake up. Like most people, what? Your voice is very distinctive.
My brother Richard, first I heard him on radio when I was about 20 years old. I said, that's me.
You do sound an awful lot alike.
Yeah. Funny, eh?
I like what you say on my voicemail. I like when you say, Don's Bicycle Shop, Big Wheel Don speaking.
You know, I'll tell you a story about that. That was really funny. I was in my office, and Bobby Orr came walk in, and he was full equipment. And the phone rang, and he picked it up, and he said, Don's Bicycle Shop, Big Wheel Don talking. I thought
that was clever.
Yeah, it is clever.
That's what's on
me. Anybody that phones... I'll do that for the phone. I'll say Don's Cherry's Bicycle Shop, Big Wheel Don talking, and I thought that was pretty good. And he doesn't remember doing it.
Yeah. So Cindy, what's the address again?
Hey, hello. It's heyallo.com, and they go on that website.
That's kind of hard to.
Yeah. Understand. Hey, hello. I don't get it, but I get to. Hey, hi. I don't know.
Hey, hello.
Hey, hello.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. But that's the way they spell it. So go on the sports section. You're there. And it has a nice write-up on the Don Cherry's Pet Rescue Foundation. And all your fees go to the foundation to help animals across Canada.
And you're the driving force behind it. I just show up.
You just do what you're told, right?
What I'm told.